Antonio?
I just want to mention something about the CLGB experience as presented by Heinz recently. And it has to do with the issue of AML and MDS, which some of you have already picked up. Essentially, I mean, there was about 0.6% incidence of AML MDS, so about 35 patients out of 6,100 patients. And they were more or less evenly distributed. About 11 patients were younger than 50, 16 patients between ages 51 and 64, and 8 patients over the age of 65. What catches my attention is the fact that only 7% of all the patients were older than age 65. So there is an overrepresentation of the elderly population. And out of these 35 patients, 20 received growth factor. So it's exploratory, it's small, you have to be very cautious, and it could be a function of age by itself. But I think we need to understand that a lot of these patients, especially the older patients, may be at an increased risk of developing hematologic malignancies that could potentially be made worse by the chemotherapy and by the growth factor.
Yeah, we saw this data before ASCO, and I can't help but add two more cents to this discussion, though. Not all those patients were assigned growth factor by the study. Some of them may have gotten it, and it may, in fact, reflect in part that their marrow was already compromised. You have to be exceedingly careful before you draw any inferences about the role of the growth factor. I think what it says is that same sobering point, which is that age is a risk factor for AML-MDS, and that anthracycline-containing regimens raise the risk of AML and MDS, and that risk is real. And I think that we've gotten away with not paying a whole lot of attention to that, especially in low-risk breast cancer, for many years.
Hope.
Just one comment about both those comments back. So the intensity of the regimen, I don't think, although dose-dense chemotherapy, you deliver it at a shorter interval. In fact, it's the same amount of drug. So that, for example, I think most of us in this room would not use TAC in an 82-year-old patient, but we would consider using ACT dose dense. So there is a difference in intensity and degree of side effects. And Joyce mentioned this earlier, that we might use TAC in a younger patient, but not in an older patient. And then the other issue is, in fact, this issue of the older patients being at higher risk for relatively short-term occurring leukemias and myelodysplasia. And when we're worried about toxicity, it may be that using the taxane approach alone is potentially a possibility. And that's what this trial looking at dose density of anthracycline versus taxane alone will help us get at.
Just one quick final point from Chuck. You were mentioning before the surprise that within the NSABP that TAC and dose dense AC paclitaxel had more similar in terms of side effects than you expected. What about in the older patient?
That's what I was alluding to before. I think those patients are being pre-selected. We do have older patients. I haven't looked lately at the breakout, but I do know from talking with Sandy and the protocol officer, it is a, quote, little bit younger population, which is no surprise. But I don't know specifically the percentage of patients above 60.